Bags down, spikes on, welcome to the track. Hi, I'm your host Colin Waitzman for this episode of Track World News presented by Track Barn. And today we have in another amazing episode of 8 Minutes in Eugene, we had a world record go down. We had some amazing performances in the 400 as well as the 4x1. And so we're gonna be going over all of that stuff right now. Before we go any further, I wanna give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video, Manscaped. As track athletes, we're gonna be running tons of miles every week and can be really sweaty and gross after a hard day of practice, but those days are behind us. Manscaped just sent me their brand new performance package, which comes with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Look, I've tried a lot of razors in my day, but the Lawnmower 4.0 is just different. Its ceramic blade helps reduce grooming accidents, LED light allows you to shave anytime, anywhere, and since it's waterproof, you can even take it in the shower if you want. When shopping with Manscaped, use code TWN at checkout to get 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping worldwide. Show up to your next meet looking good. If you want to be the best, you gotta look the best. Link is in the description, and now back to the video. So let's jump into it with the biggest event, the biggest moment of the day. That's the women's 400 meter hurdles. So in the women's 400 meter hurdles, we had Sydney McLaughlin breaking her own world record of 41:41 that she set at the US Championships not too long ago. And she ran a blistering time of 50.68. Second place was Femke Bol with a time of 52.27. Third place, Dalia Muhammad, 53.13. Fourth place, Shamir Little, 53.76. Fifth place, Britton Wilson, 54.02. Sixth place, Clayton, 54.36. Seventh place, Woodruff with a time of 54.75. And then last was Kasiokov with a time of 54.93. And so, one, before we get into Sydney McLaughlin, the U.S. is dominating this stuff here. I mean, the U.S. got the top, out of the top five, they got four out of the top five. Femke Bol in second place was the only, you know, disruption here of the U.S. sweep of the top five. Now, Sydney McLaughlin, 50.68. That time is absolutely incredible. It's on par with what is the women's 100 meter world record if you look at the point scoring system with FloJo. So to see how far out there it is really far out there to compare to what everyone else is running. And this begs the question, can she potentially go sub 50? And well, it looks like she can, because she's now broken off what was nearly 1 second from her previous world record that she just set not too long ago, like about 2-3 weeks ago. She broke that by nearly a second here. And so you have to see, where is there 0.6, where is there 0.7 seconds that she can take off? Where is the, you know, nearly quarter of a second that she could take off? And so there was a few areas where she might have been, you know, stuttering just a little bit. And, you know, you can always close out really, really fast as well. And so, is it possible? I think it's possible. There are people that think it's not physically possible, but I don't think that into that too heavily, because we thought that it was impossible to run a sub 4 minute mile a long time ago. I thought it was like the body physically can't do it. It was believed it was impossible to do. And then now high schoolers do it. So saying, oh, it's physically impossible, I don't believe that crap. I think it's possible to do it. And I think she is going to be able to do it soon. She has put up world records in every major championship she has done since, what was it, Tokyo? Or no, since US Champs in 2021. Like, she put up a world record there. Then she puts up a world record at the Olympics. Then she puts up a world record at the US Trials here. Then she puts up another world record in the Olympics here, or in the World Championships here. So it's like she just keeps putting up record after record after record and is proving to be the most dominant woman, the most dominant athlete in our sport today. and it's incredible because she's only 22 and she's been doing, and she feels like she's been doing this for years, but she has such a long career ahead of herself here. And it also begs the question, how much longer till she decides to do another event? Because the level of dominance she is getting right now is something that we normally don't see until the end of your career or towards the end of your prime, where these athletes, they got all their records, they got all their stuff. It's usually like in that 27, 28 range. But she's doing all of this at 22. And so it's like, what are you gonna keep doing these hurdles until you're 35 and just keep doing 400 hurdles? Or are you gonna go and do something else? I think she's gonna go and do something else eventually. What that is, I don't know. But she is showing to do some dominance, whether that's the 400 or she goes down to the 100 hurdles. She needs to do something because she's dominating this event. I'd love to see if she can dominate another event as well, because she's just an awesome thing to watch, and it was my first world record to see too. So that was cool to see in person live right there. Also, that time of 50.68 transitions into, that would have been the seventh place time in the open 400 here at the World Championships that happened just before the 400 meter hurdles. So to see where her dominance lies, she would have placed in an open 400 at the World Championship. That is how fast this woman is running. Now, let's get right into that with the open 400. And so we saw another win from Shawnee Miller-Weibo. She's been on an absolute tear just since 2016. She wins her first World Championships, actually, because she didn't win back in 2019. She came in with a 49.11, which was a world lead. Second place, Paulino with a 49.60. Third place, Williams, 49.79. Fourth place was Claver, 50.33. Fifth place, McPherson, 50.36. Sixth place, Cofield, 50.57. Seventh place, McLeod, 50.78. And then eighth place was Kleikska with a time of 50.81. And so Shawnee Miller-Weibo is really just shows that she can win these championship races. She hasn't been into that 48 range, which she had broken into in, 2018, in a little while, but she's showing that she doesn't have to be running in the 48s in order to win these world championships. Like, she's doing it and showing up when it matters the most. And same with her, like, if you look at the race, she was ahead for a good while, for the first probably, I'd say, 250, and then she really just starts pressing and pressing. Paulino really didn't have a chance there. Like, as she was going down that back stretch of the 200, I was like, yep, it's over. There's nothing that we can see here. There's nothing anyone else can do. Shawnee Miller-Weibo was winning it, and that's what she ended up doing. She's a champion, she's a winner, and winners win. Men's 400, and so with the winner, Michael Norman, with a time of 44.29. Second place was James, 44.48. Third place, Hudson Smith, 44.66. Fifth place, Champion Allison, 44.77. Fifth place, Wade Van Niekerk, 44.97. Sixth place, Nadori, 45.29. Seventh place, Taylor, 45.30. And then eighth place, Jones, 46.13. And so this was a great win and a statement win here for Michael Norman. So obviously Michael Norman had been struggling a little bit when it came to the major championships. This is her first individual championship win. And so I know it feels good for him. I know that it must be like, okay, finally I get that monkey off my back. I'm able to come out, win when it matters the most, and at a championship here in the US. So I know he's got to be feeling excellent about that. And he ran a really good race. I mean, unlike Shawnee Miller-Weibo, there was some testing with Karani James. Karani James was on his back up until maybe the 370, 360 meter mark. Like, he was really close to being there. And for a minute, it looked like he might have, like, James might have been able to catch him. But as we started ending up in that last, like, 10, 15 meters or so, you end up seeing Michael Norman really starting to branch out and end up getting the win. So feels really great to see him win. Also, right after that race, Rye Benjamin was actually right next to the track. So he gets on the track, gives him a hug. Nice to see the training partners going at it and, you know, being happy. Now, finally, want to close out with the 4x1. So we're just going to talk about the U.S. here when it comes to the 4x1. On the women's side, leading off was Melissa Jefferson. Second was Aaliyah Hobbs. third, Jenna Prandini, and then finishing it off, Twanisha Terry. And so they looked really good. Handoffs were excellent, very smooth, very crisp. The only, I guess, interesting handoff or interesting scenario was Jenna Prandini was helping TT with the baton. She did a two-hand pass, put the baton in her hand, and then the other one was like, all right, now make sure you don't miss it, because I guess there might have been a little bit of fumbling, but she made sure it gets it and gone. So really great racing for them. Keep the same thing. I don't think either of these teams need to change it. You got good chemistry, had good handoffs. Just keep it moving here. Men's side, for the U.S. looked really good as well. Coleman leading off, Noah Lyles second, Elijah Hall third, and then Marvin Bracey bringing it home. And so here, I think we got to keep the same baton because the passes were very, very clean. I know that has been the issue with the U.S. when it comes to 4x1s for a long time, and to be able to see that it went well is very encouraging, and I'm hoping that we keep it the same because you don't need to mess it up. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so I'm hoping they're not trying to get cute and change the stuff up, change the order, change the amount of people, because it worked and it's fast enough to win tomorrow. So let's keep it the way it is because we don't need to mess it up. But so that was everything that I saw, breaking it down into, I guess, 11 minutes this time. But it was a very exciting competition to be watching. And of course, we had the men's qualifier for the pole vault. We're going to see the finals coming up. We'll talk about it then. That's going to do it for us here. Hope that you enjoyed. If you liked, make sure you leave a comment, like, subscribe. Only like 30% of you are subscribed, so make sure you do that if you're enjoying the content. Helps us know you're liking things. Have a good one. Peace.